Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. We are blessed to have another member of our wonderful healing segments in I'm so happy to have her. I'm tongue-tied here of our Voice America Happy Family. She's on the Health and Wellness Channel. This is Dr. Marianne Chase, and she's the Health Whisperer. And she's going to talk to us about the healing codes. And I'm all into coding, you know, because I used to be a programmer. But this is not that kind of coding. This is how to code yourself healthy. And I had actually heard about the health codes a while ago and then kind of lost track of that. And it's, you know, God is up there pulling the strings and bringing us back to where we need to come again. And so we ran into each other quite by accident. And here I am learning about the healing codes again. It's not computer programming. It's programming yourself to become well. So I would like to introduce you to Dr. Marianne Chase. If you've been on the Healing Channel, the Health and Wellness Channel, you've already heard of Dr. Marianne. And she tells us all about how to be healthy, well, and happy. And this is just part of what she does. Dr. Marianne, what all do you do?
Well, as far as Voice America, I have both the Healing Whisper show, and I also have a VoiceAmerica.tv show, which has both my healing codes, guided codes on the VoiceAmerica.tv, but it also has a gardening show about gardening mindfully. So that's what I do with Voice America.
That is so cool because I garden unmindfully and my dill hates me. I cannot grow dill and it's a weed.
Yeah, well, that's true. So not sure I can help you there.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it grew everywhere and it won't grow in my backyard. So I don't know. There must be some trick that you know that I don't, but I just love dill.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's good stuff.
So it is, and it's good for you. And I'm trying to get to convince my husband because he's had heart attacks. I'm trying to convince him to eat more green stuff.
Well, good luck with that.
Are you trying to say husbands are a little hard to convince?
Well, you know, if you take the word convince and split off the first three letters, that's con. So, yeah, they are hard to convince, as is anybody other than yourself.
That's true. I once heard that the only thing you can change about someone is your opinion.
That's true.
So let me ask you, because when we first met, I said, what kind of doctor are you? And you said, well, I was a dentist. How did you get from dentistry to energy medicine?
Well, it's a rather interesting tale. I, as a child, always knew I wanted to be in the healing arts. And of course, growing up, when I did, the healing arts always looked like becoming a medical doctor, a veterinarian, or a dentist. It didn't include some of those out there things. And at the time, chiropractic was considered out there.
That's true.
Yeah. And so I was fortunate to have parents that really could see beyond things to know that there was more to life than just what we were living. I'm not sure when it was, but there was a gentleman by the name of Jose Silva. He has long since passed, but he developed a system called mind control.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and a long time ago, people looked at that, and, you know, McCarthyism was alive and well. As well as many other, the Cold War, you know, I was taught to jump and cover under my desk in school, you know, as effective as that would be. But nonetheless, that's when I was raised, and people looked at this thing called mind control as teaching people to control other people's minds. But truly, the concept was to learn to control your own mind. Jose Silva was a pioneer in the area of your mind. And really, we don't really control our minds as much as it is our heart. And I'm not talking about that physical heart. What I am talking about is controlling the spiritual heart, the heart, I love you with all my heart. So that's what Jose Silva was teaching, that you did have control of your mind over your body. And so that opened my eyes. But I still continued on the path to go to either medical school or whatever along those lines. I chose dentistry because really I am an artist.
Uh-huh.
And very artistic music, and dentistry actually afforded me that opportunity to use those artistic abilities. But you know, Sarah, 20 years into practice, I just really learned that being a dentist in the conventional sense and treating people conventionally was just not right for me. I was super stressed out at the time because the conventional world of dentistry demands perfection. And as you know, we're humans. We're not perfect.
That's true.
Never can be perfect. But that's the pressure that's put on you by the world of the dental organizations, the world of litigation, and consequently, what I would put upon myself. So being overstressed, I just got out. It was either a choice of leaving the practice of dentistry or finding a very tall building to jump off of.
You know what? They say that of all of the professions, dentists have the highest suicide rate, and I've always wondered why that is.
It is because of the stress of the occupation, the stress that to be perfect, and we know we can't be. And when something doesn't come out as perfect as you define it to be, that's when you want to jump off a building.
Now, see, for me, it would be the math. I mean, there's too much math in dentistry.
Well, that's a non-issue. Anybody who goes through dental school has got that thing down. It's everything else. So,
You do make people beautiful, which is nice.
Well, we certainly have tried. And you know what? I don't have any angst against dental professionals or medical professionals. They are doing the best they know how to do. The unfortunate thing here, Sarah, is that many times they don't know what else is there, or they think the other things that are available is a threat to them, their profession, their livelihood. Hmm. And so that's, you know, those guys and gals are doing the best they know how to do. And I chose to get out. And after a couple of years of being out, I started finding my way again back to the healing arts and discovering the way to heal people through energy medicine.
Yeah, it's a lot less slimy, too.
Yeah.
See, my parents said if you don't become a young, good-looking Jewish doctor, you have to marry one. And I never found one I liked, so I had to become one. And I didn't like all that blood and guts, so I had to find another kind of doctoring that wasn't all that, you know, bloody and gutsy and, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like energy medicine.
Yes, energy medicine is a pretty incredible thing.
And you can do it long distance, because I do send Reiki to my son. We're in California, and he's in Maryland. And so right. I like sending the energy. It's a lot easier than taking a plane.
Exactly. And as you know, energy is not bound by time or space. So we just can do our healing long distance. And what I teach people to do with the healing codes is how to help themselves. Because that is so important, that a person not become dependent on another person. So, yeah.
That's true. Now, the first time that I had looked at this, I thought, I can't do this because I was a hemiplegic and it required two hands. But I noticed in rereading the book, you can actually say the healing codes or do the healing codes for someone if you need to.
Right.
Which, that was interesting. So I think we're coming close to a break, but when we get into discussing the healing codes, this can be done on yourself or for someone, so there is no one that could not be helped potentially by the healing codes.
That's correct. And let me put one other thing out there, is that when a person is doing healing codes, sometimes you can come up against a wall and are not getting anywhere. And that's where the certified healing code coaches, practitioners, come in. They are the individuals, such as myself, that can help a person get over that little hump that they need to get over.
And I would recommend that, because in reading the book, I kind of got frustrated and said, I don't think this is going to work for me. But after the end of this hour, I think you will learn that having a coach is a good idea, because there are just some things that you the book will intrigue you. But if you say, no, this is not for me, stop, wait, call a coach and
right.
find out. Maybe you just haven't, you know, you haven't figured out everything there is to know by reading one book. You know,
well, that's always possible.
Yeah. I've read a lot of books, and I went to a lecture to find this out and read the book, and then I stopped at reading the book, but then talking to you, I'm going, well, wait a minute here. I don't think I know everything there is to know by reading one book. That's why God invented coaches. You know, there's more to this than meets the reader's eye in one book. So reading through the book the second time, I went, oops, there's stuff I missed the first time. And so I'm glad I met you, because I would have just stopped at reading the book the first time. So I'm glad we're going to have the whole hour to talk about this, because I would have just, you know, put down the book and said, nah, that's not for me. And I think there's a lot more to this than what I picked up in reading that first book. So we have about 30 seconds. When we come back, I would like you to explain exactly what the healing codes are, because we've been talking about it and they're going, yeah, what? What's a healing code? You know, how do we do this? What does it work for? What does it work on? Does it work for everybody? You know, there's so much more to know about the healing codes. It's a good thing we have another 3/4 of an hour to talk about it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about just what the healing codes are. And I'd like to know how you came upon the healing codes. So when we come back, let's talk about what exactly the healing codes are.
Mm-hmm. Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with our Angel of the Healing Codes. And we are talking about what is a healing code. So, Dr. Marianne, what is a healing code?
Well, a healing code is a way to use your hands to deliver energy around 4 separate points around the head and neck. Now, a little history here. The healing codes were developed by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Alex Lloyd. And he had done his psychology practice a little different than anybody else. And he also had a wife who suffered from severe anxiety and depression. And one day when he was out of town, away from home, out of state, he gets a call from his wife, who was in terrible shape at the time, and he just simply prayed for an answer. And lo and behold, God gave him an answer of these healing codes and what to do and when to do them. He did a lot of work with the healing codes, and he wrote everything down on his airplane ride back to his home and used them with his wife, and lo and behold, she got better and better and better. So much so that she actually changed her name from Tracy to Faith. Changed it from Tracy to Hope. Excuse me. Hope is a more appropriate word. Legally changed her name. Nonetheless, at that time, Dr. Lloyd said, I know this works, but why does it work? And so he set about doing some research and connected with some various medical professionals who said, well, the ultimate stress test is this heart rate variability test.
Ooh.
So Dr. Lloyd used the healing codes, gave people the heart rate variability test, and found that their stress went way down within just a few minutes of using the code. And not only did it go down, it stayed down. And for days, not just hours, but days. So he started doing more research and looking into things that stress, according to the CDC, is probably the cause of 95% of all illness and disease. And if you only take in 2% of the truly genetic diseases or traumatic injuries, then that 2% is probably about the only thing that stress isn't the cause of the disease. And, you know, when it comes to trauma, sometimes I wonder if stress doesn't cause things. I take in my own car accident that I had 6 years ago. I was a little bit stressed when I was on my way to meet somebody for lunch. I was late. I got into a car accident. So, you know, stress has so much to do in our lives. Now, most people will go back and say, I'm not stressed. Well, of course, sometimes I am. You know, I've had a bad day at work, but generally I'm not stressed. But I've got a really bad cold, and I caught the flu last week, and, you know, I'm developing diabetes, and. So if you look at this stress thing, and what causes stress, in the truest sense of the word, is something that is causing us to fear. Now, that's a normal reaction if you're being attacked, or if you're almost having a car accident. That's a normal reaction. But to be under stress 24/7 and not really know it, the question is, where is that coming from? And Dr. Red, it's coming from the beliefs in our heart. That I love you with all my heart. It's beliefs, negative beliefs, and untrue beliefs that we carry. And that causes stress.
You mean just I'm not good enough?
That's one of them. You know, there's about a dozen areas that we have beliefs about ourselves that are untrue. So the I'm not good enough comes into the goodness category. And that category affects the respiratory system.
Oh, boy. You can fix my asthma.
Yeah. And if you have a forgiveness issue, you know what? That affects everything. You know, forgiveness is a big deal. And things like patience. Lack of patience. I can't wait. Something bad will happen if I wait. Or trust. I'll never trust that person again.
Wow, you just got everything I have.
Well, Dr. Ed, you're not unique. I'm sorry. But everybody has issues in each of those categories, each of those dozen categories. I have issues in each of those categories. Everybody does. You know, we have these untrue beliefs about ourselves, like I'm unlovable. We have them. We have inherited them. We just all have them. Whether we live our lives out with those untrue beliefs is where a person has a choice.
Well, you know, I make a living being the poor Texas Republican Jewish disabled woman. You know, it's good for comedy.
Well, and you know, a lot of people make a living but still have this stress going on in the background. And, you know, personally, if I can relieve my physical issues by eliminating or changing these untrue negative beliefs, then I will go there. You know, I know I can't live forever, but when I do go, I want to be healthy, not in pain or suffering.
Well, that's true.
What the healing codes work on, that I think that was your second question.
How do they work?
They work on the emotions that we have. So let's just say you have a belief that says, I am unlovable. But in your heart, you really want love. That's one of the three things that everybody wants, well, is love. But you have a belief, I'm unlovable. But I want love. I'm unlovable. That I want love. So you've got stress going on there. And that can cause one of many things to go on. It can cause anger because you are saying to yourself, I'm unlovable. You get mad because I'm unlovable. People want to love me. I'm unlovable. Don't they know any different? And other emotions along the lines of shame or guilt or just there's a bunch of emotions. And so that's what the goal is, to even out those emotions or even eliminate the negative emotions so that you can begin to heal your body, live your life, experience love, joy, peace in your life.
Well, yeah, because, you know, most of the time there's that joke about you're shitting all over yourself because you know what you should do and you want to curl up in bed and go to sleep.
Right.
So how do you balance that?
Well, that's difficult. And in the best of circumstances, it's difficult. But, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about how they work. And I know it's getting pretty close to a break, I think.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, they work much like a headset, a noise-canceling headset works. Your hands put in the positive energy. Your body is putting out the negative energy, and it negates it. And then there is the intention. So anytime anybody does a healing code or codes, they put out a request or prayer, if you will, for healing in a specific area. And they do the codes, they make positive truth focus statements, which will take a little bit of time to explain, but after the positive truth focus statements, then they do a healing code and then a prayer of gratitude, and they're done. It's all about the exchange of energy.
Okay, so when we come back, you're going to tell us how we will know which codes go to which?
I can give you some guidance, yes.
Okay, so that sounds good. So we got about a minute, 30 seconds. Okay, so when we come back, you're going to tell us how we can find this guidance, right?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. So we'll be right back, and we're going to find out how we can find the guidance and how we can find out where the healing codes are. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860 0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with Dr. Marianne Chase, and we're going to find out where to find the healing codes and how we know which ones to find. But first, we need to do our weekly segment. And if you're not used to this, we pull an angel card and a stone card. They're actually the same card. It's the stone on one side and the angel on the back. And as the healing codes find us, the cards pick me. So I shuffled the deck and picked a card for this week. And the cards knew what we were going to do, so they picked pink calcite, which says, do you need more sweetness in your life, and are you gentle with yourself in your words and thoughts? Treat yourself with kindness and cultivate loving friends, family, and environment. Be your own best friend and the best friend you can be to others. And this was brought to you by the Angel of Kindness. I am blessed. These are the affirmations that you would say. And this is good for when you're looking into yourself to find out which codes you need. I am blessed with nurturing vibrations wherever I go. I am gentle with myself. I recognize that kind-heartedness brings about better life solutions. I am kind and compassionate with myself and others. I enjoy loving relationships. So about this kind-heartedness, you're going to tell us how we figure out what healing codes we would need and where we can find them.
Well, there's a number of ways to go about doing the healing codes for yourself. The first way is I would recommend strongly that people go and get the healing code book by Dr. Alex Lloyd, and that's spelled with one L. And he wrote the book, and he didn't create the healing codes, but he put it all together in a way that we as humans can use them.
And you might read it twice, because I missed a lot the first time.
Yeah, and he gives in that book what is called a universal healing code, which is just simply pointing the hands in four different positions about the head and neck. Now, and this universal code can be used for any physical, emotional issue. And he also outlines in the book what some of these physical and emotional issues are and how to go about doing it, along with some statements that we call truth focused statements to say. The other way is the way I got started with the healing codes. And when I got started, Dr. Lloyd had not written the book, but it's through the Healing Codes manual. And you can actually go to my website, thehealingwhisper.com, and click on the links that I have there. I believe it's my favorite things link, and you can then click on healing codes, and that will take you to where you can purchase that manual, which is a lot more involved and a little more effective than just the universal healing code. Not that the universal healing code in the book is ineffective. It is very effective. And lots and lots of people have healed as a result of using that universal code. But the healing code manual is even more comprehensive. And it takes you through on a weekly basis healing codes that you can use. And it's their variable hand positions, still about the four different places on the head and neck. Now,
I would like to try that because, as I told you, I'm hemiplegic, and it's hard for me to get one arm up there. So if there's some other, if I can slip a little, I might be able to do it. Otherwise, I may need someone to help me do that.
Well, actually, Dr. Red, you don't have to be able physically to put your hands in the positions. What you have to be able to do is close your eyes and imagine in your mind where you're putting your hands.
Oh, cool.
And they can just be lying still on your lap. And as you know, it's about moving energy. And if you could only put one hand in the position and vividly imagine the other hand in the position, that's perfect.
Oh, I can try that.
And, you know, now that you brought that up, you can do healing codes or the code for other people. They don't have to be present. You're not putting your hands on them like a Pentecostal minister. You are using the hands on yourself and for them as a gift. And when you're done with a set of codes, then you release that energy in love for that other person. And you know what? You don't have to have their permission to do it because you're doing it in love.
That's great, because, you know, you can't do any sneaky reiki. You have to have their permission for that.
Well, but this is a code that you're doing for another person in love. Just like if a person was ill and in the hospital and you knew it, but they didn't request your prayer, you can still pray for them.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean, what harm is there in praying for another person? Just like doing codes for another person. You're doing it in the privacy of your own home or wherever you live.
Oh, that is so neat. I mean, this is like the perfect healing modality.
Well, that's how I felt when they found me.
Yeah, I don't know how I happened on this the first time, but, you know, I'm kind of stubborn, so I think it took me a couple of times to come around.
Well, that's the way it is with any energy healing modality, whether it's Reiki or EFT or Qigong or whatever. They will find you. And I'm not saying the healing codes are for everyone, because nothing, no one thing is for everyone.
Well, that's true. And it's wonderful that God is up there, you know, just inventing so many things for so many people. I know for me to get through college, I just could not figure out algebra. And I don't know how many times I had to be exposed to that before I finally figured out, oh, that's how that works. I would still be in school. So it just was the right teacher at the right time. You know, just it's right. how it goes.
Yeah.
So is there ever anybody that came to you and said, I just can't figure this out, and you just said the right thing, and boom, it hit?
Yeah, that happens all the time. And one of the things that we as practitioners are trained to do is really test. And I'm talking about energetic testing. I'm not talking about needles and blood and all of that. It's testing energetically what that particular individual needs. And you know, a lot of times it's called intuition, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, whatever the practitioner is particularly talented in. So the coaches, all of the healing code practitioners are well trained to help a person over the hump that, or over the wall as such, that they may have encountered.
And I know that you said that you are inspired when a person discovers that they don't need pills anymore, but you do tell them, please don't stop taking your pills, because that can be dangerous. Let the doctor tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, and any time a person is on a medication, they do need to have a physician's monitoring if they don't need a particular substance any longer.
But isn't that exciting when they come and tell you, you know what, I don't need this anymore, or I don't need that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That's probably the most exciting thing. We've got about a minute left in this segment, and then we're going to come back for some housekeeping and fun stuff. But what is the most exciting thing that you found with doing this?
It just changes people's lives and changes people. They think a lot of the problems that they have, it's somebody else. You know, somebody else is causing this. And if I do the codes, will it fix that other person? And no, it won't fix that other person, but it will fix you to the point that whatever's going on in your relationship with that other person doesn't seem to matter any longer.
Oh, what a perfect way to go to break. We'll be right back with the wonderful Dr. Marianne Cates.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of the Healing Codes. It's always the angel, because everybody that comes to my show are angels. And so this is the Angel of the Healing Codes, Dr. Marianne Cates. And you know, the last segment, we do some wonderful things like, what makes you see red? It makes you so mad that you just see red like Dr. Red and blow smoke out your ears. And if you have the best rant of the month, you win a Dr. Red wig. And we have been having such luck giving these wigs away. The first one bounced all over the United States and came back. And I don't know whatever happened to that poor guy. He never got his wig. The second one got stolen from my lovely aromatherapist in Phoenix. Ah! So we're sending her another wig. And this week, this Saturday, we're going to the United Veterans Coalition in San Diego and giving Tony the Vet his wig. His rant was that they're cutting down on the arts in San Diego. And he's the director of arts at the United Veterans Council Coalition. So if you have the best rant of the month, we have a rant every week, you win a Dr. Red wig and you become an honorary member of the Dr. Redhead Society. That is, if you're not redheaded. So, Dr. Marianne, do you have a rant?
Well, you know, my rant has to do more with organized medicine. And I include dentistry into that organized medicine. The trouble that we are having, at least in this nation, is that there seems to be only one way for people to seek care. And there is, if they choose any other way, oftentimes they are shamed or even sometimes imprisoned.
Ooh.
For not choosing the conventional medical choice. And as extreme as that sounds, there are situations. I have a very good dentist friend of mine who is still deeply entrenched in the fluoride conversation.
Oh, geez.
And I gave that up several years before I even left the practice of dentistry. However, if a dentist were in practice, a licensed in-practice dentist were to start preaching from the rooftops, fluoride is a bad thing.
It is.
They would, well, yes, it is, but they would be shamed. Their career would be abolished, and their lives would be destroyed.
Oh, that's right.
That is my rant, that the conventional medicine and conventional organizations are really breaking our medical system. Because, yeah, medications are a good thing at times, and they are not the only choice. And if it weren't for our wonderful doctors in the emergency room when I had that car accident, I'd probably be hobbling around with a displaced, broken leg. Mm. You know, that's a fact. There's good and bad, but the organization that is squelching and keeping off the mainstream about what other options there are. That's my rant.
That's true. See, I was born in Texas, and my mother was a lifelong Texan, and there's already fluoride in the water. So I brush my teeth with just water. I don't use toothpaste because there's too much junk in it. So, and my dentist said that's fine. I could probably use a natural toothpaste, but I just use water.
Yeah, that works. You know, whatever. Sometimes people need a little abrasive content, but it also depends upon the diet. However, the unfortunate thing is the majority of the population is still led to believe that they have to have fluoride in their toothpastes. And that's just one small example.
Well, like I said, there was enough in that. My mother died with all her original teeth and no cavities, so she did okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a problem. There is one show I wanted to get. It just fascinated me. I don't know, where do you live?
I live in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, kind of a walk for you, but there's a clinic in Tijuana that when they do cavities, they put crystals in crushed crystal instead of, you know, like you could have amethyst, which is good for your third eye. I mean, your crown chakra, and they have all these different crushed crystals that they put in the cavity when they fill the cavity. And I'm going, ooh, how metaphysical of you. I want to have those guys on because, you know, being a crystal master, I believe in the properties of crystals, but I don't know how well they do in your teeth.
Well, so I can't help you out there. I'm not familiar with that.
I would love to have that clinic on because that just sounds so touchy-feely. But I don't know how good it is for your teeth. So I don't know how their patients are doing. But it just sounds so up my alley, you know, because I'm half Mr. Spock and half, you know, out there. And that just, you know, that just goes right across the fence. And I just wonder how good that is for teeth. I don't know. But that's a pretty good rant. It is frustrating because I do subscribe to a lot of alternative medicine sites. And the poor guys, you know, if they say one word that isn't strictly approved by the AMA, there's death threats.
Yeah, there can be.
That's very sad. So I really want to thank you for coming on and talking about the healing codes. And we will put your site on the Dr. Red. I am not much of a techno person, so I can barely do Facebook, but I will put your sites on my Facebook page. I need a helper. I got to tell you, I made it to 70. That's despite the cancer that killed off Teddy Kennedy. Beau Biden is working on... the poor guy from Arizona, and what's his name?
Senator McCain.
Thank you. I should know that. The nice thing with having brain cancer is you can say, brain damage, and forget people and insult them and do other good things. So I've made it to 70, and, you know, mostly with alternative modalities. I call dear MDs mechanical doctors. They did take out the brain tumor. They can set bones. But I think for all of the rest of the stuff, we have to find our own way. And so I will put the way to your healing codes and to the Whisperer on my site, which is just in Facebook, because that's as far as I can figure out. And they can find you there, and you are available for healing codes coaching?
Yes. Just simply go to my website, thehealingwhisper.com, and click on coaching.
And if that doesn't work for you, next week we have a hypnotherapist on, and he will convince you that you want it. And I believe in that. My first doctorate was in medical education, and that was interesting. But the second one was way more interesting. That's clinical hypnotherapy, and you cannot convince anybody against their will to do anything. If you're going to be hypnotized, you're hypnotizing yourself. But the power of hypnotherapy is a wonderful thing, and you will convince yourself that the healing codes work. But just read the book. And if you didn't catch everything, read it again. I can't believe how much I missed the first time. I'm going to give it another good shot and see if we can take care of the asthma, maybe the paralysis. I was so impressed with the MS in there that he talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed. So thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
I'm so impressed with all you do. I'm going to check you out on the other two channels because I didn't even know. So look at what we've learned from each other. So that's it for us. And thank you for listening. We will see you again next week on the Dr. Red Says Show. And remember, y'all, it's okay to flip your wig, but it's not okay to lose your mind. So we'll see you next week on the Dr. Red Says Show.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.